This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Tuesday, April 28th, 2020. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. Why wouldn't he be here? It's his show, Raw and Unfiltered,
right here on the USA Radio Network, broadcast across the entire country, starting way out in Long Island, passing over Connecticut, passing over Ohio, over the Mississippi River, make a pit stop down around Dallas, past Las Vegas, out through California, and beyond. Again, my name is Lee Elsie. You can email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. That's LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. Like me on Facebook. After Friday night's extravaganza, broadcasting while Wayne was on the strip, a whole bunch of new folks liked our Facebook page and my Facebook page, so it was kind of neat getting a chance to talk to you guys again across the country. A lot of folks out there in Las Vegas, so you can always send me a message. Love to hear from you guys. I want to focus in on the new normal. That's right, the new normal. There is a big push, whether it's by social media, the leftist elites, the left in general, even the medical profession, that we are going to need a new normal. Social distancing, wearing a mask whenever you go inside, all of it. That's the new norm. That is what society is ready to accept as a new normal. So my question to all of you across this great country of ours, are you ready for that new normal? My question today isn't necessarily aimed at some of the remote places around the country. My question today that I want to pose to all of you is, what happens in the big cities? What happens in Las Vegas? What happens in New York? What happens in L.A.? What happens in New Orleans? What are you going to do? How are you going to make that work? How does social distancing work in New York City? Let me give you a few numbers. In New York City, get this, in September of 2019, New York City, 8 million people rode the subways or the buses every day. Every day. 8 million people swiped their little Metro card and jumped on a subway or jumped on a bus in New York City alone. That essentially is the equivalent of small countries being moved by mass transit every single day. So the question I ask the powers that be, eventually you're going to have to turn on the green light and let everybody go back to the new normal life. What are you going to do in New York City? What are you going to do in Boston? What are you going to do in these big, major metropolitan areas where people live on top of each other? How are you going to handle that? How are you going to deal with hundreds of people jamming into subway cars at 5 o'clock on a Tuesday, trying to get home from work? How are you going to do it? How are you going to force people to be 6 feet apart? How are you going to stop people from grabbing these riding rails with their dirty, disgusting hands? It's not going to happen. That's how. That's how you're going to solve it. You're not going to solve it. Eventually, what's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen, is in the big, major metropolitan areas, you're going to have to realize that you're going to have to take your chances if you want to live a life that even remotely resembles what you used to live. Can't social distance in a subway. You can't social distance on a sidewalk in New York City. Can you wear a mask? Absolutely. Will we see more masks? No question about it. But buses, subways, trains, if you're taking mass transit into New York, a lot of folks live in Connecticut and they take the train into New York City. Those trains, that Metro North train line is packed every single day. You know, prior to coronavirus, it's packed. People are on top of each other. That's what New York is. What are you going to do in a restaurant? How are you going to handle it? You going to sit down to eat with a mask on? How? How are you going to eat your food? Maybe the waiters and the waitresses, the bartenders can have masks on. But the rest of the folks who are just dining and enjoying themselves on a night out on the town, okay, they can maybe wear a mask when they come in, but they're going to eventually have to put food in their mouth. How do they do it? Can't. Can't. So mass transit, impossible. Can't social distance. Restaurants, people have to eat. Got to take their mask off to do it. You can't social distance in these restaurants, right? If you have a capacity of 100 and your community or your governor is asking you, well, for the time being, only open up 25% or even 50%. So what does that mean? There's a line around the block to get into your restaurant? Nobody's going to do that. And your margins are probably so razor thin. How are you going to be able to make any money if you're opening up to half of your building size? Can't do it. Can't do it. So mass transit can't do the new normal. Restaurants can't do the new normal. You're going to go to a football game or a baseball game and what, sit 6 feet from your buddy? And by the way, not just 6 feet from your buddy, which is essentially three seats away, but also the seats behind you and in front of you have to be 6 feet. So you're talking about a giant section, let's say Dodger Stadium. You know, you're sitting in these primo seats down the first baseline, and the section normally holds 1,000 people, but because of social distancing, there's going to be like 18 people, 25 people in that section. So you open up the stadium, which holds 40,000. You can maybe get 3,000, 4,000 people in there. Who's going to do that? Let me answer that. Nobody. It's stupid. Same goes for football. Nobody's going to do that. Doesn't make any sense. So social distancing, the new normal, when it comes to athletic events, not going to work. Not going to work, guys. Bogus. A waste of everybody's time. One other thing. Casinos. Vegas. You live, you breathe. It's all about casino action, right? I got two of them here. Where I'm sitting in this studio here in Connecticut, two of the biggest casinos on the planet are almost in view. I can almost see Foxwoods from here. And how do you expect casino life to continue if you have a mechanism that you give a dealer money and they give you chips? And those chips are circulated constantly throughout the casino. Even if you're wearing gloves, even if everybody's wearing gloves, it's not going to do anything. It might save you for the time being, but you might scratch your face or scratch your eye or whatever. So even if you wear gloves and masks while you're in the casino, by the way, casinos won't be very happy with folks going in there with masks on. They're pretty tight with security. I don't think that's going to play very well either. But the casino game in general, it's a crapshoot how they're going to fix this. Because they can't. It's going to have to return to normal. What they do is really all they can do. You can't ask a blackjack player to sit there and not touch his chips or not reach into his pocket for money. Same goes for a craps player. Oh, my God, I haven't even mentioned the biggest moneymaker there is when it comes to the casino business, and that's slot machines. all those dirty hands pounding away at the buttons on a slot machine, touching the screens over and over and over again, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The casino can say they're going to clean it an umpteen amount of times, disinfect rooms. It's not going to matter. As soon as one person with a virus touches one of those screens, everything's screwed. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to announce to you that this new normal that is in everybody's mind, it's not going to work. Not going to work. You can do it on a smaller scale. You can do it in a more rural setting. Right? You can social distance in Montana, Iowa, in certain places, you know, even some places in, you know, the back roads of West Virginia or Texas, or what have you. But for the most part, if you're living in a community, if you're living certainly in an urban setting, a more urban setting, the more people you jam into a smaller location, the more apt it is to have these breakouts and people get sick. And what's going to have to happen? And I hate to say it this way. Until they get a vaccine or a treatment, either you're going to have to make a decision as a human being. Right? It's not going to necessarily be government interference. You, I'm talking to you right now. You are going to have to make the decision. Do I want to go to this game and take the chance that someone sneezes on me or breathes on me and I get sick? That's it. You're going to have to make that choice eventually. Maybe it's next month. Maybe it's the month after that. Maybe it's 6 months down the road. But eventually, they're going to have to give you the green light to go back and live. We'll come right back. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty Health Share is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at libertyhillpublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at libertyhillpublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Compliment your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show's Finest Known. You all know I'm the world's biggest believer in gold and silver, especially rare collectible coins. Finest Known has evolved over the past 22 years from one of the leading rare coin and precious metals companies in America. The leadership of Finest Known is a remarkable 150 years of experience in the hard money industry. I told my friends at Finest Known to go big or go home, and they went big. Just for my fans, they're presenting a first-time starter collection of beautiful, certified, uncirculated Morgan silver dollars. The Morgan silver dollar was born from the Wild West in 1878 and is the single most collected coin in the U.S. rare coin market. This is an opportunity to acquire an amazing set of 20 certified coins with 20 different dates and or mint marks, all with the best price guarantee anywhere in America. And as an added bonus, you're getting 20 at the best price ever. And as an added bonus, receive a 21st coin for only $1. $1! And Finest Known's President Adam Crum will send an autographed copy of his best-selling book free. Just say war when you call. It's a one-time only offer for war listeners and fans. Just say war or tell them you listen to the Wayne Allen Root Show. Call now at 800-663-1929, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com. Great deal just for my listeners.
We're back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered, everybody. Is beginning to get this quarantine fatigue, right? Quarantine fatigue. You're locked inside. You can't go out. I got to admit, and I've said this before, I hate to repeat myself because I feel like, you know, somebody who's just tuning in says, I heard him say that last time. Why is he saying it again? Well, I'm just repeating myself in a sense where my life, me personally, my life really hasn't been flipped upside down like most folks, or many folks is probably a better way to put that, because some folks aren't going to work. Even if you're working from home, but you're still working, your life has been somewhat upside down. Now, I come to the studio because that's sort of the dynamic that I've got going on here. I don't have the capability right now to broadcast from a home studio. It would be nice. It would be nice, but I don't. So I come here to the studio, this fantastic multi-million dollar full-power radio studio here in Connecticut, and we shoot that signal out to Dallas and then out to Vegas and out to the rest of the country. So that's how we're doing it. But my life hasn't changed. I come to work. I get up. I come to work every day. I go home. I walk my dog. And that's my life, you know, except a few odds and ends that are a little bit different. And the fact that, you know, everybody around me is wearing a mask. It looks like, I don't know, like an old Western movie where I'm about to get robbed at the Stagecoach. But really, other than that, my life is really not that different than prior to the coronavirus, except for my wife is scared to death and she doesn't want to leave the house, which is an effect on me, no question about that. But the fatigue from friends and other folks that I know, and even for me with certain things, like I'm sick of having to put a mask on to go inside a store. I'm tired of it already. I don't want to keep doing it. Right? I don't want this to be my new normal. I don't want to have to do that. I'm sick of it already. But we do it because that's what we have to do now. But I think folks are getting tired of this. And you can see it. You can feel it. And as soon as Florida opened up their beaches, what happened? People went running to get out of the house because they want out. They want the end of this quarantine. They want their life back. They want their life back. And they'll get it. I think it's coming. Right? I think it's coming. I think, as I said in the opening, I think eventually this new normal will disappear, will fade into the oblivion, and we'll go back to a normal for the most part. Again, there'll be people always now who'll be scared. And anybody who's older or immune compromised, you should be scared. We should be scared. It's a tough world. There's a lot of ugly things out there. But if you're a healthy, young person, I mean, you don't really have a lot to worry about. Yes, some folks do die, right? Some younger people do die of this, and they don't know why. And I'm sure that they're working on that. But the numbers bear out the fact that it affects older folks and people who are already compromised, already with conditions. So eventually, leapfrog forward, it's going to be those people, those older folks, the folks who are, you know, have diabetes, the folks who have a heart condition, the folks who have COPD, the folks who have low white blood cells. Well, it's going to be up to them to protect themselves. That's what's going to happen in the end. All right, listen, I got to take a break. We'll come right back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network.
Here at Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies, every one of our team members knows a hero.
My Uncle Paul, who works long hours at the grocery store to make sure that people can put food on the table.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
Thank you for being a hero in our community, Des Marie.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, we thank you. From the front lines to behind the scenes, we see you. You're essential every day, and today, you're heroes.
We're giving families everywhere a little more hope for a healthier tomorrow.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Here's to all of you. We couldn't be more grateful.
Thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
Did we miss you, Mama?
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers with us, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Brick and Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structure.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is praising Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis in the ongoing fight against the coronavirus. During an Oval Office meeting, the president says the Republican governor is doing a spectacular job. The president was also asked about bailing out states that are running big deficits.
We're certainly open to talking, but it would really have to be COVID-related, not related for mismanagement over a long period of time.
You're willing to make that distinction? That much of a distinction.
Well, it's a very, very simple distinction to make. Yeah, we're not looking to do a bailout for a state that's been unfair to. It's unfair to many of the states, most of the states that have done such a good job.
Amid growing concerns of a possible food shortage, President Trump says he will use an executive order to keep meat processing plants open. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
It's a pleasure to bring on the one and only Stephen Gucci. 30 plus years of military excellence. And and we get a chance to talk to him each and every week. Stephen, how are you, sir?
I am doing very well, brother. How are you?
I almost feel like there's light at the end of the tunnel, but then we start to think that way, and the doctors come out and tell us, no, no, we're still in a lot of hurt. What do you think? What do you make of it all?
Well, I think we're moving in the right direction. I think that all of the mitigation efforts that we put in place are bearing fruit. You know, in some places faster than others because the problem was bigger in some places than others. We need to keep our eye on the ball and watch the areas where there may be any kind of growth to this thing. There's a few places out there that are not on the downside of the curve, like some of the folks. And just keep an eye on it. You know, I saw a great saying a little while ago that we're on the downside of the curve. So we don't just want to stop doing everything because that'd be like saying, okay, the parachute's open. It's slowing our descent towards the ground so we can take it off now. you don't want to take your parachute off until you're on the ground.
Right.
Trust me on that one. So similar, you know, I think the gradual opening that a lot of the states are doing is the right thing to do at this time. Keeping an eye on it, watching it, make sure, you know, there isn't some, change in direction, and if there is, then we'll need to adjust again. But I think we're moving in the right direction. I think science is on our side, and once they get the right solution, we'll be able to apply that, and I think see some good things happen. But I'm optimistic that we're moving in the right direction.
I want to ask you this one because I think this is a game changer, and I don't really no, anybody who's given me a real good answer on this, maybe you have an idea. So the World Health Organization on Friday said that there is no proof right now that you cannot get this thing again. So you get it once. We had the hope that if you get it once, you don't have to deal with it anymore. You build up the antibodies. Once you get it, you're kind of insulated. You're safe. Well, now the World Health Organization says, nope, that's not the case. Which I think is a game changer. And then the second part of that question for you, Steve, is this, is that if that is the game changer, why don't we find 100 healthy men or women and put them in a room who've already had this, pay them a stipend of X, and say, if you're willing, we're going to infect you, see if we can't infect you again. And that would be an answer, wouldn't it?
Well, what's going on is that we don't have proof yet that there's antibodies. This kind of disease, normally, once you get it, you develop antibodies, and then at the very least, if you get it again, you get a much milder case. But in some cases, you don't ever get it again. Everybody's hoping for that last scenario where you never get it again, or at least the one where you get a much milder case. But we don't know yet. There's no proof that you don't get the immunity. But there also is not definitive proof yet that you do. So we can't just make that assumption because that's what happens in most disease processes. We've got to wait and see. As to your suggestion, I suppose you could do that. That would kind of be an ethical issue for at least American medical people. We don't do that sort of, well, let's jump right into a human trial and, you know, expose them to the disease and see what they get until we got a lot of other evidence moving in that direction because you don't ever want to, you know, kill 100 people, even if you paid them for the a stipend for doing it. And if, even though someone may be willing to do that, our medical sector has ethical standards that wouldn't allow them to jump right to that kind of test. We need to be patient. That is something they're studying. Everybody's hoping that it goes the way most diseases do, but we just got to wait until we get the proof.
Recently, I've been thinking that eventually it's going to come down, Stephen, to a personal choice, right? Because we're not going to get a vaccine anytime in the next year, probably a little bit more than that. Normally, the rate of time is, I've read somewhere where it's 4 years. They're trying to do this one in 18 months. And, you know, maybe somewhere along the line someone comes up with a better treatment that they can give folks when they get this thing. But really, when it's all said and done, people are going to have to make a choice as to whether or not to go back to a regular way of life. And I kept making the point of like a New York City. How do you move 8 million people a day, which is what mass transit moves in New York City, 8 million rides, whether it be by bus or by subway, and have social distancing? You can't do it. It's impossible. How do you go to a game? How do you go to a concert? How do you go to the movies? Sooner or later, we're going to have to jump back into that sort of deep end of the pool. What do you think of that?
Even a more fundamental question than that, because, you know, you could always say, well, you know, New York could suddenly drop mass transit and everybody start using cars, which would be horrendous, but could give you the social distancing. You could say, okay, ball games are sort of an extra thing in life. It's not something you need. A bigger question is, what the heck do we do with school, kindergarten, and stuff like that? It's a little tough to tell, you know, my grandson's in preschool. It's a little tough to tell a almost four-year-old, hey, you got to stay 6 feet away from your buddy.
Right.
You know, they don't get that. So how do we get to the point where you're doing that? Well, you know, you start staggering lunch hours so you have less kids in the lunchroom. Maybe you test every kid for temperatures every morning when they come to school before mom and dad can release them. You know, there's steps you can take. But there, some of them are going to require some pretty fundamental adjustments, at least, to what you and I would consider normal. And you know, we can't not educate our kids. You know, we got to find a way to do it. Not everybody is really all that capable of doing homeschooling. I mean, people who want to homeschool, I think that's the greatest thing in the world. It's a wonderful methodology, but it's frankly, it's not for everybody. Because not every parent has the educational wherewithal themselves to do it. So we've got to find a way to make these adjustments while we are depending on science to hopefully come in from over the fence there and get us the longer-term solution where we can then move back in a more normal direction. It's not going to be easy. Americans are habitually impatient. And they're particularly impatient when they're sitting around out of work. That's a big problem. But I would remind everybody, you know, this is not yet the Great Depression. You know, we may have similar numbers of people technically out of work today. But if all of a sudden, you know, we had something that said, okay, everybody can go back to work just like normal, the vast majority of those companies that are closed down right now would probably reopen. You'd lose some, don't get me wrong, and that's a tragedy. You know, small businesses that have started this thing and now they may disappear, it's a shame. But this is not 1930, and I don't think it will be 1930, at least I'm praying it won't, because I think, you know, the fundamentals are still there for our economy. If we can get this back in a quicker turnaround, which I think we will, I think we're going to be okay. Maybe there'll be a downturn, there's no doubt, but I think people will be back to work here soon, at least partially, and we'll have some degree of normalcy. But we got to pay attention because we don't want to go back, you know, and turn the whole country into New York City, you know, at the height of the problem. That's pretty horrendous. Nobody wants to see that. And we need to make sure we take the steps to avoid it.
You said you have a grandchild, so I'm thinking to the folks out there who have kids, maybe, you know, 3, 4, 5, whatever. By the time those kids have kids that are going to high school, which essentially we're talking 40 years from now, I almost feel like at that point in time, we're probably going to try to strive to do schooling in some way, shape, or form from home. The technology probably will advance to the point most kids can maybe go to school and do it from their house. Now, I know that causes other issues, home care, et cetera, but what do you think of that?
I think you're right. I think this the potential upside of this tragedy of COVID-19 is that, you know, businesses were forced to look at different methodologies to do their work. You know, businesses that before would have said, no, everybody's got to come into the office. We can't have people working from home. You know, other than in an emergency, we've got to do it the way we've always done it. Now, because they were forced to do it differently, they're saying, well, okay, my argument's not as strong anymore. Maybe we can have more people work in that way. In higher education, you know, I teach a leadership class wholly online, and it works. It's a good methodology. And, you probably can't teach brain surgery online, but a lot of the social sciences, a lot of the foundational classes, you could probably teach online. So I think you're right. I think we're moving in that direction. I think one of the elements we got to watch for is being able to secure our digital communications better than we do now. They're very vulnerable and bad people to try and take advantage of that. But that shouldn't stop us from moving in that direction. It just should motivate us to find a way to do it more securely. And I think you'll see the same thing happen in education and in business, that more and more of it will happen in developed countries like ours over digital means. And it will. It'll save money. When I came up with my leadership class online and offered it to the school that I was teaching for George Mason University, and I was teaching it as a traditional class, and I said, look, I can't do that anymore. I'm not going to be here, but I could convert it to an online course if you want to try that. Well, they were thrilled.
Right.
Because they were looking for more online classes that work. You know, they got quality control because it does save them money. It's easier on the students. They don't have to schlep across the, metropolitan Washington area to get to the campus. There's a lot of advantage to it for both the student and the educational institution. It's not perfect, but it is a viable option now, and going forward will be more and more of a viable option. So I would agree with you. 40 years from now, there's going to be a lot more stuff happening over digital means that, now we jump in a car or jump on a bicycle or walk to that place and do it in person.
Hey, Stephen, I got to take a quick break. We'll come right back a little bit more with Stephen Bucci. Hang on. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestnone.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Talk about the perfect product at the perfect time. Now more than ever, people are using the alkaline structured silver products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune system and provide themselves with a barrier of protection. This is not colloidal silver. Alkaline structured silver is the next improved, more efficient generation of silver. I've personally been using my Dr. Suggest silver products for 4 years. No colds or flu for 4 years. I've never missed 1 minute on the radio in 4 years, despite thousands of hours of talking. And no more brain fog in the morning. Plus, their silver skin gel has made my skin look the best of my life. It's been amazing for me. I use all their products from morning until night. I personally recommend my Dr. Suggest every day to my listeners. Now is the time to take action and protect your family with Dr. Pedersen's Alkaline Structured Silver Gel Liquid and Lozengers. Say Wayne Root sent you and receive 20% off every order. Call toll-free 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com and enter the promo code ROOT to get 20% off mydoctorsuggest.com.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. But great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
It's the communists against the capitalists. I love it. And speaking of the capitalists, that's Liberty HealthShare, the sponsor of this segment of the show. Liberty is not health insurance. It's better. Liberty's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. There are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 in monthly premiums each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. This is my 4th year. I've saved $72,000. Could you use an extra $72,000? And then when I got kidney stones, they paid the whole $27,000 hospital bill. Amazing. 3 doctor visits last year, all free. They're considered wellness visits. 3 doctor visits the year before, all free. Consider wellness visits. My son needed emergency dental surgery, $2,500 bill. They paid $2,000. This list is unreal. They are that good. Like I said, it's not health insurance. It's better. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. If you don't call, you are a fool. 855-585-4237 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, and I'm telling you, you will be treated like a VIP. They'll put the red carpet out. libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root.
We're back with Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. 2 more quick ones for you. One is The president decided to open up a can of whoop-ass on Iran, and I'm all about that. If the ships come bothering any of the ships that are over there, they have the permission to go ahead and shoot. What do you make of that?
I think that's the right response. Hope, you know, and he made it publicly, so it's not like he's going to ambush Iran. They know we have a new policy now, and they need to abide by it. Our ships do not go in Iranian territorial waters. They're very particular about that. You know, we had that one under Obama that, you know, lost power and drifted over the line, which was, you know, that's a maritime emergency, and Iran took advantage of it, humiliated our sailors, which was absurd that we let them get away with that the way we did. But now they play fast and loose, and President Trump has told them, okay, you come get in the way of our guys and you put our people at risk, we're going to shoot at you. So don't. And I would hope the Iranians take him seriously, because I don't think he's blowing smoke, Lee.
No.
He means it.
Yeah.
And they may have fast little wooden boats, but we got really big steel ones with big guns on them. And I can tell you, telling our guys to take the gloves off, they will take them off, and they'll put a hurt on Iran.
Right.
And nobody wants that. Nobody wants to hurt those Iranian sailors. But if their leaders are going to be stupid, there's going to be a price to pay.
You know, looking at some of the video footage of those little boats, I mean, it looks like a boat like some doctor or some lawyer would take out on Saturday to take his buddies fishing. They got this huge gun on the front. And I kept thinking to myself, why are these boats messing with our boats? It's silly, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, they're messing with our destroyers and frigates, which are ships. You know, they're hard to damage. They're very resilient. And they got a lot of weapon systems on them that can reach out and touch somebody. So, yeah, I mean, those boats, the best ones the Iranians have, you know, look like World War II PT boats. And remember what happened to President Kennedy's PT boat when a destroyer ran over.
Not too good. Yeah, not good. one more. So there is a rumor, obviously, that Kim Jong is either brain dead. Now, there's a new report coming out this morning that says that's not true. But my question really isn't necessarily about him. It's about his sister. What do we know about his sister?
His sister is the director of propaganda for the government. So I love some of the feminists that will be going, their hearts are all aflutter because we're going to have a female draconian dictator in charge. The worst dictatorship in the world.
Right.
I mean, come on, guys. Just because she's a woman doesn't mean she's going to be any nicer. She's a rotten person. You know, we did, I will tell you, when Bashar al-Assad came to power after his dad died, and everybody said, oh, look, this guy's a Western-trained physician. This will be a lot better than his dad, you know, the butcher. And it's turned out to be totally a bad analysis, despite his education, despite his Western experiences. He's just as bad as his dad, in some cases worse. And I'm concerned that, you know, we're going to get all a flutter over this woman and think just because she's a female that this is going to be a big step forward in the Kim family's Hall of Fame. And I don't think it will be. My buddies that are North Korean experts are saying this woman has got a spine of steel, and she uses steel in her hand as well. So she could be just as bad, and she'll have something to prove.
Exactly.
That she's tough. And that's not a good thing in the hands of a dictator, whether they're male or female.
That's what I was thinking. Maybe she'd be worse. You know what I mean? Who knows? You never know.
She potentially could be, yeah.
Steven, I'm completely out of time. I cannot thank you enough. Enjoy the rest of your day. Be safe. I turn things over to the great Wayne Allen Root. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault.
a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.